For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is saying he expects the current government shutdown to go on for a while. He did reveal the president has come down on his initial demand of $5 billion to build the wall.
We sat down with Mr. Schumer and gave him a number below five.
The president tweeted, "We'll be forced to close down the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us money to finish the wall." USA's Tim Berg has more.
As the partial government shutdown continues over border security, both sides seem to be digging in their heels, as we hear from Republican Congressman Ralph Norman of South Carolina.
Well, you know, you've heard both sides, Trish. Democrats under Pelosi and Schumer have dug in. The president has dug in. The sides are pretty well drawn. I don't see a quick end to this, as Mark Meadows was saying. There's no in between on this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
There's a lot of rain across the country. More rain is in the forecast for much of the south and southeast after an initial storm dumped as much as a foot of rain in southwestern Mississippi. Many places on the east coast have seen their wettest year on record, as much as 50 inches of rain above normal in some locations. A foot of snow was recorded in Minnesota. So far, five people have died from the storm. Aquaman is the current king at the box office. It boasts the sixth biggest Christmas day for movie ticket sales. The movie Vice is hoping to top this week's box office.
Vice presidency is a mostly symbolic job.
Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney opposite Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush. The latest movie from Adam McKay is scoring big at the box office. The movie opened on Christmas Day and is predicted to bring in $10 million this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
About 17 million Americans will start seeing bigger paychecks next week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
22 states and the District of Columbia to raise their minimum wages on December 31st or January 1st. Most of these pay hikes are part of multi-year plans to raise the minimum to something closer to what's called a living wage. While nine states are making cost of living adjustments, raises are as small as a nickel an hour in Alaska, as big as $2 an hour for people who work for large employers in New York State. People in California, Maine, and Massachusetts will get dollar an hour raises. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City says it's ready for New Year's Eve. New York Deputy Commissioner John Miller says police have 1,225 cameras and, for the first time, drones to watch over the crowd.
We've deployed this at most of the major special events from the fall on, and we'll be using it again.
The city is expected to draw more than a million people to Times Square for the ball drop. Ryan Seacrest and Jenny McCarthy will be hosting Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. Seacrest says it's always a good time.
I love it. I look forward to it every year. As a kid, I always wanted to be here as one of the people watching the ball drop. So I get to be here watching the ball drop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.